from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A sit-in in the House of Representatives.
We have lost hundreds and thousands of innocent people to gun violence. And what has this body done? Mr. Speaker, nothing.
The voice of Democrat John Lewis. He's a United States congressman from Georgia, leading the charge in one of the more unusual political protests in recent history.
We have turned deaf ears to the blood of the innocent and the concern of our nation. We are blind to a crisis. Mr. Speaker, where is the heart of this body? Where is our soul? Those who pursue common sense improvement are beaten down. Reason is criticized. Obstruction is praised.
The rebellious lawmakers then marched to the front of the House chamber in the U.S. Capitol and announced they were protesting to force House Speaker Paul Ryan to keep the House in session during a scheduled week-long break next week. The group then started shouting, "No bill, no break."
The House will be in order. Under Clause 2 of Rule 1, the chair is charged with preserving order and decorum in the proceedings of the House. The chair finds that the House is currently not in a state of order due to the presence of members in the well who are not recognized.
The Democrats called for a debate and then a vote on measures to expand background checks and on gun buyers and block some suspected terrorists from purchasing guns. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump spoke today. He started off his speech answering a question.
So when people ask me why I am running, I very quickly answer, I'm running to give back to this country, which has been so very good to me.
He then unleashed a scathing attack on Hillary Clinton, saying his Democratic opponent may be the most corrupt person ever to seek the U.S. presidency.
The other candidate in this race has spent her entire life making money for special interests, and I will tell you, she's made plenty of money for them, and she's been taking plenty of money out for herself. Hillary Clinton has perfected the politics of personal profit and even theft.
Speaking in North Carolina, though, Hillary Clinton got off a couple of pointed jabs of her own.
Now, look, I know Donald hates it when anyone points out how hollow his sales pitch really is. And I guess my speech yesterday must have gotten under his skin because right away, he lashed out on Twitter with outlandish lies and conspiracy theories, and he did the same in his speech today. Now think about it. He's going after me personally because he has no answers on the substance.
For more on the U.S. presidential election, visit our website at voanews.com. He was a renowned singer of Sufi devotional music, also known as Qawwali. Amjad Sabri was gunned down today in Karachi by two men riding on a motorcycle who fired on his car. The two unknown men then fled the scene. The 45-year-old singer succumbed to his wounds as he was being driven to the hospital. A splinter faction of the extremist Pakistani Taliban later claimed responsibility. The news of Sabri's killing instantly sparked nationwide outrage and condemnation. The United States will host a pledging conference next month to raise hundreds of millions of dollars to help Iraqis return to normal life. Now, the State Department says that the events in Fallujah, where Iraqi forces are succeeding in taking back the city from Islamic State, is the most recent reminder of the toll that the war is taking on vulnerable civilians. The U.S. will sponsor the conference with Canada, Germany, and Japan on July 20th. Washington says it plans to make a substantial pledge at the conference, and it urges other nations to join in. State Department says the United Nations already has been forced to close down dozens of life-saving programs under its Iraq Humanitarian Response Plan because of a lack of funds. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.